You're listening to Inside on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Not a single Republican is holding statewide office in California, and registered Republicans in the state now account for 30% of the electorate. The Republican Party in California is in decline, and here's the trend: Republicans switching their party affiliation to declined state. Dr. Kimberly Nalder is an associate professor of government at the Sacramento State University, also a visiting scholar at the UC Berkeley Institute for Governmental Studies. She joins us in studio. Welcome to Insight.
It's nice to be here.
Well, what's going on?
Well, if you look at the demographic trends, that's really what's driving all of this. It used to be the case that California was more white, more rural, and today that's no longer true. And where we really see that change happening is with the Latino population. The Latino population, if you go back to 1994, they were 8% of the electorate. And today they're projected in 2012 to be 25% of the electorate. And so that change alone is driving a lot of this shift.
What kind of timetable do you put on the shift?
If you project out the trend lines, it looks like we will have more independents in California by the end of the decade than Republicans. Now, I don't know that that will happen. And if I were the Republican Party, I would certainly try to change that yesterday. But that is what the trend lines look like now. We're seeing more people jump ship from the Republican side than from the Democratic side. Both parties are losing to the independents. The independents are just, you know, climbing and climbing. But we are seeing more of that coming from the Republican Party today.
You're listening to Dr. Kimberly Nalder, and you said the word yesterday. So yesterday, Mr. Stan Forbes was looking at this, although his yesterday was a few years ago. We're going to introduce him. He was a Republican. He, at one point, was elected to the Davis City Council, was on the council from 1996 to 2000. He's also the owner of the Avid Reader Bookstore. Mr. Forbes, good to have you here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
What we're talking about is nothing new to you. When did you see this and make this choice?
I changed my registration in the year 2000.
Because?
Well, in a very simple way of looking at it, my brand of being a Republican was I'm fiscally conservative, I'm socially moderate, and I'm internationally cautious. In 2000, frankly, with George Bush the Jr., that completely got turned upside down. I considered the party to become fiscally irresponsible, socially very conservative, and internationally adventuresome, and that just wasn't me. Since then, the things that have sort of reinforced my decision is I think there are two existential issues for the country to face. One is the debt, and the second is global warming. And I think the Republicans are on the wrong side of both those issues.
Dr. Nalder, he's not the demographic you're talking about at all, but what's he saying that fits with what you're seeing?
Well, he's part of that demographic that we're talking about in that we are seeing more people come from the Republican Party into the independent camp. And that is part of part of the reason for that is the electoral issues. I think that the Republican Party tends to think that if you put a different face on the candidates, that may be one of the solutions, but that's not really the case. Fundamentally, it's about issue positions. And the party in California is far to the right of the public opinion in California on a range of issues, not just the ones that Stan just mentioned, but also gay rights, environmentalism, a whole range of issues that are turning off the more moderate voters and especially the younger voters. And that's, of course, the future.
We had a time in the state when Republican Party politics and candidates flourished. And we had, 16 consecutive years of Republican governors. Is the demographic changed so much that we wouldn't return to that place, that the party really needs to shift to who is in California and voting now?
Yeah, those numbers, we still see on the gubernatorial level, we still see Republicans be successful. It hasn't been very long since we had a Republican governor, obviously. But that is because you see crossover votes. A lot of people were willing to vote for an Arnold Schwarzenegger or even Wilson, who wouldn't vote for someone who is more representative of where the party is in the legislature right now. And the way the legislative Republicans are behaving, where they're not bending, they're not compromising, they're ending up being out of the discussion instead of helping to guide the discussion. And that turns off a lot of sort of independent-minded voters, moderate Republicans who would have been very happy under previous administrations, but who are getting frustrated with the direction of the party.
I mean, I'd have to concur with that because really I think as a voter, you want people to solve the problems, not have an ideological fortress that they will not change.
Exactly.
And I mean, this is about government should be about problem solving, and the view of a lot of the Republicans seems to be that's not the issue for them.
It requires compromise.
That's what governing is.
You don't get
your way. That's a dirty word now to a lot of Republicans.
Exactly, and that's problematic for a lot of voters, mm-hmm. and that's really the problem.
Stan, do you vote as a protest position, or do you find candidates that you actually vote for because you embrace what they're saying and what they believe in?
Oh, I think that whenever I can, I vote for candidates because I want to, because I think they're a positive influence. Let me give you two examples. In 1992, I voted for Ross Perot because I was determined to vote for anybody who's going to bring up the debt issue and address it head on, which I think the parties have really ducked that issue and continue to duck it. Then in 2000, I voted for Al Gore with quite a bit of enthusiasm, because I thought he was the first president candidate to address environmental issues, which, as I said, I believe are existential.
You're nodding as you're listening to Stan, and you've done so much research, Dr. Nalder. Where is that piece fitting?
Especially when you come to environmental issues, that is something that will continue to become—I mean, we just talked about the drought on your program, right? Mm-hmm. That is something that will become more and more apparent over time and an issue area that we won't be able to avoid. And it's also something that we have a lot more awareness amongst the younger voters and the people who are the future of the electorate. And so, you know, the trend is certainly on the side of people concerned about the environment and realistic about what we need to do to deal with it.
I've heard you talk about this trend in relation to the Meg Whitman campaign and discuss that you can't just speak the right language. You can't just put the right face on the candidate, whether it's male or female, but that there has to be much more. So what does the Republican Party do, not only right now, immediately for November, but mm-hmm. projecting forward?
Yeah, I think that was a mistake that they made with both Fiorina and Whitman in 2010, this idea that if you put a female face on the party, that would be enough to bring sort of those moderate voters and female voters. Female voters actually didn't come around, and there's a 16-point registration advantage among women for the Democratic Party. I think that what the Republican Party can do, though, is to bring in some candidates who are truly more fiscally conservative. That sells very well in California. There are a lot of very practical, pragmatic people in this state who want to see fiscal conservatism. But you need some flexibility on social issues, even on gay marriage. Prop 8 passed, but by a narrow margin, and the numbers are shifting in the opposite direction. So on social issues, and even on services, that's sort of another tricky thing, is that we see people opposed to taxes, but also in favor of government services. And so there's a disconnect in voters' minds on those issues. So to the extent that the fiscal conservatism can be emphasized, the Republican Party really has a shot. Although Jerry Brown's kind of that guy right now, right?
Mm-hmm. I think also that, because when we were drawing our maps in the last year, that the Republicans, to be successful, have to address this ethnic change in the state. And until they can figure out a way to get on, if you will, the right side of the immigration issue, I think they're dead. On the other hand, if they can find some way of appealing to Hispanic voters by getting past the issues of immigration, then I think they have a real shot, because my perception is that a lot of Latino voters are in fact socially conservative and entrepreneurial, and so they would be a natural, or at least potential natural, for the Republicans to attract. But they have to get past the immigration issue.
Yeah, it is a potential win for the Republicans in terms of social issues. And, mm-hmm. you know, most of our Latinos in California are Catholic. And so a lot of the issues that church espouses would be winners. But they really alienated the electorate of, you know, the Latino electorate, especially with Prop 87. You know, through the 90s, we had Prop 87, 187, 209, 227. And there's plenty of political science research that shows that is the changing point. That's what alienated. It made Latino voters feel as if they were being attacked by the Republican Party, and that hasn't changed. It didn't change through the Whitman campaign. And that really needs to, you know, if I were running the Republican Party right now, that would be my major focus.
We skipped right over it, but you were involved in redistricting.
I'm the chairman of the commission, yes.
Yeah, and so what we're talking about in terms of changing your affiliation isn't so tied to redistricting, but it makes a difference in our state.
Yes, it does.
And what are you seeing in terms of the shifts with the boundaries and the movement or the actually that probably falls more into the candidates?
Well, what was most interesting in the process, and it was really the most difficult thing for the commission to deal with, was the changing demographic between African-Americans and Latinos. You had several traditionally African-American districts which had become majority Latinos. And just sort of to be able to accommodate those two ethnic groups. The Voting Rights Act really was based for a white-black world. But now in California, we have a four-ethnicity pot. We have Asians, we have Latinos, we have African-Americans, and we have Anglos. And so to sort of get that thing to work right, that was very difficult. And you look in Southern California, in the Los Angeles, greater Los Angeles County area, and there's just huge changes in the demographics of the voters. Huge.
Yeah, and those a lot of those demographic groups are voting overwhelmingly Democratic, mm-hmm. and that's the big problem for the Republican Party as well. And we're seeing that they're voting, 75% in the Latino population mm-hmm. plus, and actually projections are even higher than that for 2012. And even Asians are voting 60% plus for the Republican Party. And so those demographic shifts, we're already a majority-minority state, and that is going to continue to increase. And, the future, if you look at the future, you can't continue to behave as if this is the same state it was in 1960.
When I started to vote in California, there were 17 million Californians, the vast majority of whom were Anglo.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the case anymore.
No.
We will continue to follow this, especially in this election year. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Nalder, Stan Forbes. Kimberly Nalder is Sac State Associate Professor of Government, and Stan is a former Republican who registered as declined a state back in 2000 and is looking ahead to all of the hats he wears for the November election. More information at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio.